You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Last year, the UK government has announced plans to reform Access to Work, a vital scheme run by the Department of Work and Pensions. The scheme helps provide practical and financial support for people with disabilities to find and stay in employment. This could include assistive technology, help with travel, or assistance from a support worker. When it works well, Access to Work is a vital service. However, with unprecedented delays and cuts to support, charity RNIB is concerned that this could be putting blind and partially sighted people's jobs at risk. Joining us now to share her experience of Access to Work and the difference it has made on her life is a yoga teacher, Dawn Blizzard from Pathway Yoga. It is great speaking with you, Dawn.
Hello.
Really happy to speak with you about this because I know you have your own yoga practice studio and you have used Access to Work for how long have you used them for?
I was given 3 years, which I was so happy. I couldn't believe it. And I had driving hours and support worker hours. It helped me so much. Everything ran so smoothly for 2 years. And I had one more year to go. And obviously, being working age and running a business and having your driving license taken away, suddenly being able to have that support by somebody to be able to drive you and obviously help me to computer work or support me in and out of studios, set my studios up, make sure it's a safe space for me going in and out of different gyms and different venues was absolutely so helpful. I couldn't run a business without my support.
And Dawn, what happened 2 years in? So this was fairly recent. You had a sudden change to the support.
I have two different support workers. I split the hours up and it come to them to put their invoices in and the driving hours had disappeared. So I contacted them. Then I was given a caseworker and they said they were reviewing my case. So I asked why. I didn't get a real response because my vision had really changed. When I first applied for it, I was visually impaired and now I'm blind. So it's progressed. And they said they were looking into it, took my driving hours away from me. So I thought, okay, well, I can still kind of manage. They asked for lots of different things, paperwork and stuff like that to be filled out, which again, I needed my support workers to fill that out. And then December, they went to put their hours in again to be paid. They have to invoice them. They wouldn't pay them. They just stopped paying people that were working for me, but being paid by Access to Work. So it's only just been sorted out now. So from December, no one had been paid.
How did that make you feel? Because, I mean, you're having to go through all this filling in. You have people working for you not getting paid. How did you feel?
I felt guilty. And it wasn't me. And the thing is none of this paperwork is easy. It's really quite complicated. So I needed support to fill it out. And they're filling out the paperwork and everything like that. And I didn't understand why they had stopped paying everybody. If they were investigating it or said, can I have your latest tax returns? Or could you write out how your support workers are doing a day-to-day helping you? And they could have done all that. Why they were paying the people, you know. So I felt so guilty. I didn't really ever understand what they needed to review. I never really found out why they needed to review it. The support they had offered me for 3 years runs out in December. So it would run out December 2026. So I know that I have to reapply again. But I was rewarded it. I didn't ask for what they gave me. I obviously put all the paperwork in and see what happened. And it was the first time that I'd ever applied that I obviously got it for 3 years. So it just stopped. The money just stopped. And I just felt so guilty. And it got to a point where they were obviously going to have to find other money and from other work. And I was just left. It was so very upsetting. And I think as well, people are going through so many changes. Maybe it's their vision, maybe it's something else that's happened in their life, and they want to go to work. They want to continue to have this life they had before, or maybe they're starting a new career or a new business, but they want to be part of this working element. They want to give back, and they want to pay their taxes, and they want to be able to provide for their families and everything else. They don't not want to work. I remember coming off the phone, and obviously it's not the access to work people's fault, because they're just doing their job. They're being told that they have to save money or make these cutbacks. It's not them. And I remember I used to come off the phone and I'd be in tears, because I didn't understand why. I didn't understand why.
Well, Dawn, your support is back in place, and I would love to hear, what does it mean to have access to work for people like yourself who are blind or partially sighted and want to continue to stay in work? What does it mean having this ability to apply for this support to make sure they can stay in work?
I'm getting upset. It actually means everything to me. It really does. I love my job. I love to be able to help other people. I think, as much as a strong person that I am mentally with my yoga and my studying, but to be able to continue to share my love and be able to continue to go to work, it means everything to me. Losing my vision, losing my driving license, actually felt at first like I was losing part of my independence. And to have somebody to be able to drive me and be able to help me continue to do something that I love and earn a little bit of money out of that, it means the world to me. It really does.
Well, Dawn, thank you so much for speaking today with us on RNAB Connect Radio and for sharing your story.
Thank you.
We have reached out to the Department for Work and Pensions for comment. A DWP spokesperson said, access to work supports thousands of sick or disabled people to start or stay in work, and support provided by the scheme has nearly doubled in 5 years. We are actively working to tackle the issues with the scheme we inherited, which we know are impacting both employers and employees, to ensure that disabled people have the support, skills, and opportunities to move into good, secure jobs. And of course, if you're listening to this conversation and you are blind or partially sighted and having problems with access to work, RNIB can offer advice and information. Please call our helpline on 0303 123 9999, or you can also email helpline@rnib.org.uk.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.